Hello, listeners, and thanks for joining us for another Newsmakers podcast. Today, we're chatting about the state of the HVACR industry with Stephen Urich, President and CEO of the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute, or AHRI. Thanks for joining us today, Steve.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate the opportunity.
As do we. So I was just at the AHR Expo in New York City last month, and as I was there, I was listening to some of the attendees and exhibitors kind of talking about how people in this industry are feeling more optimistic this year compared to last year. And I know that attendance was also up. I think it was record attendance at this last expo as well. So a lot of people saw that as a good sign. So what have you been hearing from your members at AHRI, and are they also feeling pretty good about the year ahead?
Yes, I think everybody's feeling pretty good about 2013. You know, it was a good year for the industry, and we saw growth in different segments. I think everybody's very positive. The AHR Expo in New York City was the largest attendance. I think the official attendance numbers that we just got from them was that it was just under 62,000 people in attendance, even with the snow and other things with the weather.
Oh, the snow.
So a lot of positive feelings there, and I think the industry itself is seeing, you know, has a positive outlook for 2014. Both in the residential as well as in the commercial space.
So you do think that 2014 is it's going well so far for the industry?
Well, based on the enthusiasm we saw at the show, it's a little bit early. We won't have any numbers available until later at the end of towards the end of Q1 to see what's actually occurring since we're just a month in. But I think everybody was being very positive, hearing from people about orders and other things. I think we're pretty optimistic, and I think the cold weather has definitely been helping with the need for heating equipment. And as we're seeing it, I think the biggest thing is has there been any hindrance caused by all the snow that everybody's getting and just being able to get to job sites and other things? But overall, I think everybody's pretty positive, and the weather has been quite cooperative as well.
Speaking of the weather, I almost missed this podcast because I was stuck in the snow coming to work today. So I totally hear you on that. So I know that, everyone's feeling pretty optimistic. But there is the, one kind of looming issue that's kind of still hanging over everyone's head that could affect this year, and that's, of course, the regional standards lawsuit. So, here at the News, we've been tracking it very closely over the past, several years, and last year was kind of a roller coaster with that May 1st implementation date for the non-weatherized gas furnaces, coming and going, and then, of course, AHRI filed their emergency motion, and, it was granted, luckily, so... last year was a roller coaster, and it's going to still be going on this year. So can you kind of briefly kind of fill our listeners in on where that lawsuit stands and maybe what's next?
Sure. Well, the litigation is still ongoing, as you say. We're working very hard with our industry partners, ACCA and Hardy, as well as with the DOE and APGA, who filed the initial lawsuit challenging it, and the energy efficiency advocates, to see if we can move forward and resolve this litigation sooner rather than later. We'll see where those efforts go, but, at this time, the litigation is still ongoing. Briefs are being filed, it's moving forward. That being said, everybody's moving forward with the understanding that unless something changes with the court decision or other things, that the cooling standards will become effective on January 1st, 2015, which means that they'll have the 13 SEER in the north for residential air conditioners, 14 SEER in the south, and then a 14 SEER and an EER requirement for the southwest, dealing with California, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico. So I think, as an industry, we need to continue to plan and move forward on that implementation. Hopefully the litigation and the issues surrounding that will be resolved soon. But with anything dealing with litigation, you just never know where that's going to be. But we are, as I said, working together with the industry to see if we can provide some certainty as we move closer to the January 1st, 2015 date for the cooling standards.
Certainty would be a wonderful thing, and I know that that's very difficult for the industry to cope with, just having everything up in the air like that is definitely not easy. So do you see any other legislative or regulatory issues? Are you watching any that you think could also impact the industry this year?
Yes, there's quite a bit going on. I wouldn't say legislatively very much. I think Congress is still not going to be doing too much in moving forward. And we even saw that with the President's State of the Union address, where he has basically said he's giving up on Congress and going to do a lot of things by executive order, which has us concerned as well as others in the business community and the public at large. You know, part of that is his climate action plan, where he's going to be pursuing regulatory means and executive means to implement climate policies through the EPA and DOE. Mm-hmm. We're already seeing that. Yesterday, the EPA held a workshop on the SNAP rules, which are for approving refrigerants, and, you know, told us that they'll be coming out within the next month with a rulemaking on extending approval for several refrigerants, including hydrocarbons and other 2L slightly flammable refrigerants for different applications, including some in the air conditioning and refrigeration area. At the same time, they're going to be coming out probably a month or so after the approval or rulemaking with a proposed rulemaking to disapprove several current refrigerants that have high global warming potential. And that, for our industry, is of importance, is related to commercial refrigeration. And those applications that use 507 and 404 refrigerants, they are looking at deauthorizing that use because they say that there's alternatives. So very closely watching what the EPA is doing. DOE at the same time has many rulemakings going on to set efficiency standards for our equipment. They have an ongoing commercial refrigeration rulemaking going on. There will be, once the litigation is complete, a rulemaking started on furnace. There's an ongoing rulemaking on residential boilers and finishing up a water heater test procedure proceeding that's going on, plus others. I think last year alone, AHRI filed comments in over 30 different rulemakings before the DOE and EPA, and it seems to be just growing.
Right. So is there anything in that could happen in 2014, maybe regulatory-wise, any one thing or couple things that would really help kind of propel the industry forward? Anything coming up?
I think so. I think the biggest thing is resolving the litigation.
Yeah.
So we have the certainty of where we're going as it relates to the cooling standards. And I think the other thing is the consumer confidence. We need to make sure that continues to grow so people feel confident in making decisions to replace their systems rather than repairing, which we've been seeing since the economic downturn. And, you know, if that occurs and people start seeing that, hopefully we'll see, you know, significant growth in the backlog of systems that have been repaired being replaced in 2014.
I would hope so. I know that I'm finally thinking about replacing my 33-year-old furnace. It's older than I am, so I think it might be time.
It's well beyond its useful life.
I think so. Yeah, probably. So now, what are some things that you think could maybe happen this year that could possibly, I mean, you talked about all the regulatory issues, which I know can be burdensome, of course, to the industry, but is there any one thing that could really hold the industry back in 2014?
I think it's just the whole issue of uncertainty,
Be
it regulatory or in the economy. We're seeing, you know, some concerns growing in the developing emerging economies where they're slowing down and what that ripple effect would be in the U.S. I think the U.S. has a pretty strong base, and if you listen to the economists and look at what's going on, I think, you know, we're set for a strong growth in 2014. With the global interrelationships, you know, just don't know what's going to happen in China, India, Brazil, and some of these other places that might drag us down. So I think it's that, you know, both the financial uncertainty and then the uncertainty with the regulatory stuff that could cause significant impact on the industry.
Yeah, I know I've used the word uncertainty about 10,000 times in the year that I've worked for the news, and it's a pretty common theme, especially just, you know, since I write about regional standards all the time. It's uncertainty, uncertainty, uncertainty. So hopefully that'll get straightened out a little bit this year, especially with regional standards. So now I hear that AHRI has some new certification programs. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. We, in the last end of 2013, launched three new certification programs. Mostly it's in the commercial area for unit coolers, for data comm center cooling, and for variable frequency drives. And those programs have been developed by the manufacturers, and standards have been established in our programs. We are in the initial stages of qualifying the first participants in those certification programs. And as you look at it, the unit coolers and datacom are being driven by the engineers, the customers out in the field, and as they specify that equipment and wanting assurances on the performance that they're receiving and doing the models to make sure that they can deliver on what they're projecting and designing the building to do. And VFDs, the variable frequency drives, are being driven by their customers as well, which are more the manufacturers that are putting those drives into the equipment that's being manufactured, and just wanting to make sure that they get the benefit of having the most efficient equipment that's out there and delivering the level of service that they expect. So with those three, we are now up to 39 certification programs for different HVACR and water heating products.
Okay. Can you tell our listeners where they can go to learn more about all your certification programs?
Sure. All of our certification programs, the products that are certified are in our the AHRI directory at ahridirectory.org, as well as the standards and other things that are attached to it. You can get there through the AHRI website, which is ahrinet.org. Either place can get you to what you need, be it standards or be it products that are AHRI certified.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. So finally, is there anything else that you want to add, anything our listeners should maybe know about the year ahead for the industry?
I think the biggest thing is, again, just staying abreast of what's going on, you know, participating in your industry meetings, reading the trade publications and other publications, just to see there's a lot of things going on that will impact this industry as well as other industries and your their customers, and just staying, you know, and taking opportunities to learn. Be it going to an industry meeting to learn more about it, going to an educational program offered by a distributor or a contractor or a manufacturer. And I think as an industry, as we look at what's happening globally related to climate change, global warming issues, there is going to be a change in the future. It's not the near future, but, you know, medium-term future in the refrigerants that we use. And so taking opportunities to stay abreast of what's going on and what's happening so that they're ready and their customers are ready for whatever changes might occur.
That is some solid advice. Thank you for that. And also thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jen. I appreciate it again, the opportunity.
We hope you enjoyed our Newsmakers podcast. For more HVAC industry news and information, and to listen to our other Newsmakers podcasts, please visit www.achrnews.com.